Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Birds bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one from my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bill DeSchmidt is our guest. He is an artificial intelligence expert. He's the author of the Archon series, sequence series of techno thrillers, including Singularity and also his new one, Dualism. Bill, welcome back. Thanks again for hanging out with me. Please tell us how we can find you online.
Hi, Jim. Well, you can find me at the moment at dualismthebook.com. And if you're so minded to carry on a conversation with one of my conversational agents, that's at psycheindustries.com.
Okay.
Psyche with a P, P-S-Y-C-H.
Right. Psycheindustries.com. All right, so check that out. And your books are available wherever books are sold, right? All right. So that's Singularity and Dualism. We're talking about artificial intelligence. In the previous segment, Bill helped us understand what artificial intelligence is and how we use it in our lives. For example, a refrigerator, Bill, that knows that we drink 2 gallons of milk a week in the future might remind us in advance on a schedule. It might tell us when to go buy milk in anticipation of when we're going to run out, rather than when we run out. What do you think? Is that AI?
It would be an application of AI, sure.
Okay. All right.
A better one even might be to have a refrigerator that could help plan your nutritional needs, so that you stay on a whatever diet regimen you wanted to follow.
Now, you don't have to be a Luddite to be a little bit wary of artificial intelligence, do you?
No, by no means. As long as artificial intelligence is being developed without really any cognizance of the human needs that it's supposed to serve, there are always potential danger areas that we could be getting into.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a simple example, but it's pretty well known. There's a professor of government and social service at Harvard by the name of LaTanya Sweeney, and she noticed that when she went on Google, on the right-hand side where they post the ads,
right,
she kept seeing ads like, have you ever been arrested? Do you need a bail bondsman? and none of her colleagues at the Harvard faculty were getting these things.
Right.
And what they discovered was that Google's recommendation engine, this autonomous entity, had racially profiled her because
wow.
her first name corresponded to the sort of first name that one encounters more frequently with a black person.
Right.
And
it profiled her. It literally profiled her.
It absolutely
wow.
did.
Wow.
It was posting
amazing
that it wouldn't necessarily have shown to the general population.
Mm-hmm. So, wow, that is fascinating. So Google's right hand column of ads is a form of artificial intelligence. But when we think about that, all right, that's one thing. I still think about that as something more. That's a little crude in a way, in my opinion, right? Because I mean, where we're going with artificial intelligence is a lot more elegant than that, isn't it?
It is. We want to get to the point where we have a helpful personal assistant that gets to know us personally, our likes and dislikes, our needs, our anniversaries, if you will.
Right.
And ultimately can perhaps help us to make decisions about important events, can collate a lot of information, pull in more data than a given human can look at when they go to make a decision, and assist in that manner as well. But they've got to be transparent about it. We have to know where these answers, these suggestions are coming from.
Right.
Not, not like the Google engine.
Mm-hmm. Well, so where will the average person see their next example of artificial intelligence on the next level, so to speak?
That's a really good question, Jim. And there are folks working at it all over the country right now to try to line up and figure out what should be next. One of the things that's going on right now is Google, again, mm-hmm. and Facebook as well, are working in an area of machine learning called deep learning, where machines can actually learn to program themselves, so to speak. In other words, Google has a capability out there designed by Jeffrey Hinton that it shows images of various things to this this black box, mm-hmm. and what the black box comes up with is, oh, that's a cat. It'll form generalizations. It'll
right.
form its own concepts. It mm-hmm. can learn how to play games by itself, simply by observing how games are played. So when we get there, we're looking at a good deal more autonomy.
Right.
A good deal more functionality.
Speaking of autonomy, folks, that's what Bill's going to hang out with us another segment after this one, and I'm going to ask Bill about that autonomy. I mean, how far do we want this to go? At what point in time do we literally toss the keys? I mean, these self-driving cars, do we toss the keys to them and say, take us somewhere and let them be in control? Quick break, right back with Bill DeSchmidt. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.